Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this morning by Bill Pooley, Tuolumne County Sheriff. Sheriff Pooley, next thing I want to ask you about is kind of a little bit in regards to the transition of taking over as sheriff. You know, what are some of the things that you're implementing or looking at implementing?
Well, some of the things we're really excited about is, for instance, our Explorer Post. We're going to start an Explorer program. We've been working on it for a few months now, and we're just starting to select the kids that will now be in our Explorer program.
So the Explorer program, what exactly is that for people who aren't familiar?
So that's for high school age kids who can come out, ride out with us, learn the different aspects of what it is to be a deputy sheriff in Tuolumne County. It's great for our recruiting and retention. And a lot of the kids, a lot of the deputies who are actually still working for us were kids in an Explorer program back in the day. For us, it's a recruitment tool. It allows these kids to get exposed to the law enforcement profession, and I think it's going to be really exciting. You know, just as a side note, the Explorer program is run through the Boy Scouts, and we have a post, and we're going to call this post 1568, which is for Officer Pashal, who worked for the Modesto Police Department. You know, he was killed in a DUI accident this year. He was hit while riding his bicycle. Well, before he was Officer Pashal, he was Deputy Pashal, and he worked for us. So we are going to honor him with naming our Explorer post after his ID number.
It's a great way to remember his life and his duty. For students who may be interested, is it just high school age students, or is it?
Yes.
Okay. Are there some requirements that they have to have to?
Well, obviously, they have to apply. We'll run them through a little bit of a background. We'll do some interviews with them. But come all, if you will. We really want to get this program up and running. We're hoping that we can get at least 6 kids this year and maybe another 6 next year.
Will they by chance help out with things like traffic control during events and that
type
of thing?
Yeah, so, you know, right now, Sonora Police Department has a very robust, great Explorer program with a bunch of great kids. We want to kind of mirror that, if you will. You see them out during the parades helping with barricades and crowd control and things like that, and that's what we want to do at the sheriff's office.
Is there like a general time commitment you'd estimate for kids interested in?
I think it varies depending on the individual.
Okay.
And their age.
For people who may want more interest, do they just reach out to the sheriff's office?
Yes, please. You can contact us at the sheriff's office, and we will put you in touch with the right people.
I've also heard that you may be implementing an honor guard. Is that true?
Yeah, so we just selected the 6 deputies. Will be the first members of our honor guard. You know, unfortunately, with all the deaths that we've had recently, we felt it's very important to represent the Tuolumne County Sheriffs at those types of functions, as well as, say, our Peace Officer Memorial and things like that.
And then anything else that you're working on?
Well, I'm very excited about the mounted unit or equestrian unit, if you will. We've selected 6 deputies that are going to participate in that. Actually, they just had their first training a few weeks ago. So those types of units will assist with search and rescue, crowd control. Let's say during Christmas time, we place a couple of the mounted units in the local shopping malls to make sure that folks are getting in and out of their cars safely, those types of programs.
Seems fitting Tuolumne County has an equestrian unit.
Yes, we are Tuolumne County, for goodness sakes. We should have a mounted unit.
Are they existing deputies that are joining this unit?
Yes, all of them are existing deputies. Some have years and years of experience, been riding for long periods of time. Some are brand new. So there is a very extensive training program. We have to not only certify the rider, we have to certify the horse for these types of programs. So hopefully midsummer we can probably kick it off.
Yeah, having deputies, I'm sure, coming from all different regions, you never know who's going to be good on the horse. Was it difficult finding horses as well?
Yes and no. Some of them obviously have horses. Some have horses that we can see already are probably not going to work out, so they're shopping for new horses and things like that. We'll probably be doing a fundraiser later in the year for this unit. So when we get ready to do that, we'll let you know.
Do you still have the canine unit active as well?
Yep, canine unit is alive and well. We have 4 canines in patrol. So right now that covers 1 on every shift.
Seems to me I remember when the first canine came on board, and now 4, that's quite a few. Have they been pretty effective, and what type of things do they do when they're out there?
Well, they do a number of things. You know, you always hear about the apprehensions and things like that, like the pursuit we had last week where the canine apprehended the subject who got in a pursuit with the deputy and then fled on foot. Those are the types of things you hear about all the time. But we do a lot of other stuff. You know, we do a lot of public relations. We have these dogs in the school. It's a great tool for us to get out and meet kids. It is one of the most interactive teams we have. You know, those dogs not only can go out and do patrol types things, they can do a lot of fun things with kids at the schools. I love it. It's absolutely one of my favorite programs.
It's great. Do you know, is it pretty rare for a sheriff's office of this size to have that many canines?
I don't know that, to be quite honest. I know that for us, we want to have one on every shift. It is a safety factor. The dogs can be used in a number of building searches during the evenings, during daytime, those types of things. It also allows us to, all of our dogs are certified for narcotics. We can use them in building searches for search warrants and those types of things. We can use them in car stops as well.
Do they stay with the deputies during off hours, or they stay at the sheriff's office?
No, they live with the deputies and are part of their family.
Also want to ask you a little bit about the state legislature's back in session now in Sacramento. Anything you're keeping a close eye on?
It's very interesting. I heard the other day that they're planning on introducing up to 2,000 new bills this legislative session. That is a little bit of alarming to me. It's hard to keep track of all of those types of things. You know, with all of the recent changes in law enforcement, AB 109 going back that far, Prop 47, those types of things, I would really like it if we took a little break. It seems like law enforcement has a bit of a hangover. It's hard to tell which laws have worked, which haven't, what parts of the laws have worked. And, you know, for me, I would hope they would just take a little break with us, let us get our feet under us. And let's see what's really working and what's really not working. You know, the bail reform is something that's going to drastically affect how we operate. You know, there's laws coming out. There was a bill that was defeated last year as to use of force and those types of things. Those are big things that, which, should they change, create a lot of problems for the sheriff's office, because we would have to totally retrain every staff member, certify that they're retrained. It goes to overtime, and it can put a lot of pressure on a smaller agency.
Things that may seem easy on the surface have big impacts, as
yes.
It sounds like you're saying. I remember a few years back, we had a Motherload View show with a local committee about AB 109 and that implementation. Is that type of committee still in effect, or is that now dissolved?
I'm not sure which one. Are you talking about the CCP?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that is absolutely still up and running. It's run by our probation chief, Linda Downing, and alive and well. It's a good program. It allows all of the law enforcement partners within our county to get together and implement different changes as law requires.
At the jail on a local level, we used to always hear from Sheriff Mealy about jail overcrowding and that concern. Is that something that's still a concern and happening right now?
Yep, we're still at capacity. We did have a little trend here about a week or two ago that actually the numbers got pretty low. We couldn't figure out why. It may have just been the Christmas season. We're not sure. But as I looked just the other day, we're back full again and at capacity.
Talking to Sheriff Bill Pooley on this weekend's Motherload Views, I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about crime trends and recent criminal activity in the community. Programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll turn to education, joined in the studio by the new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker. She'll be joining us to talk about her new role, stepping in for the retiring Margie Bulkin and some of the initiatives that she is putting forth. That's next week on Motherload Views. We'll return with our final segment with Sheriff Pooley in just a minute.